Christians are doing their part in Afghanistan despite increasing terrorist threats. A humanitarian agency is providing more than physical sight in Ghana. And fish farms are helping the poor in Jesus' name in Senegal. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Al-Qaeda's resurgence in Afghanistan is noted by a mocking response to U.S. President George W. Bush's commitment to more troops in Iraq. The picture painted of terrorist Afghanistan is not the one encountered by Christian groups ministering there, but both elements exist. Caution makes them move with great care and outreach growth. Intercessor's John Kennedy.
It's an issue of concern. It has kind of remained as an ongoing concern, not at a high level of changing work or strategy or plans at the moment, but one that has to be monitored and factored into any decisions that are taken.
Kennedy goes on to say the key to continued ministry is not to embarrass the officials supporting their medical work in the area.
So as long as you stick within certain guidelines, there's a lot of freedom both to do our professional work and service as well as through the relationships that engenders to have opportunities to share your faith.
Next, a nationwide strike by unions in Guinea has gone past the two-week mark. Guinea's labor unions want the country's president to step down, citing he's unfit to rule. They've now expressed their willingness to negotiate. More than 30 people have died in the protest in the nation's capital. New Tribes Mission was forced to move their staff to a safer part of the country. While protests have spread to the interior, it hasn't affected NTM missionaries. Pray for a quick and peaceful resolution. You're listening to Mission Network News. HCJB Global is partnering to make a difference in the lives of people in Papua New Guinea through Christian radio. HCJB Global's Ty Stake says the government gave them licenses for 35 radio stations. He says they won't be doing this alone.
We've got a partner in Port Moresby, the capital. That's where the main radio station is. HCJB is responsible for all the equipment in this network, for training the people that work in this Wantok Radio Light, as it's called. As this ministry is built, we raise money to put on new repeaters, and they spread out across the whole geography.
While HCJB is raising money for broadcast equipment, they're also raising money for something else.
We're raising money to get 50,000 fixed-tune solar-powered radios to distribute as these, you know, as these radio stations go in. You're fixed to your local station. Go and do evangelism, hand out a radio, have a listening club, lead people to Jesus.
Meanwhile, the World Health Organization estimates that 80% of world blindness doesn't have to be. International AIDS Faye Crott says their Ghana team is studying eye disease and vision loss in the region.
The survey itself is being conducted from the clinic, and the survey will take, in our estimation, probably another 18 months. We started with the training 2 years ago. The team is in the field working now. I think approximately 1,500 people have already been surveyed, and we have another 4,500 that we need to see.
Shared results will help them figure out how to respond better. Crott goes on to say it's more than just a physical mission.
Some of them are very poor. There's a lot of physical needs, but we also find their spiritual needs. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing to be able to prevent people from becoming blind or cure their blindness, but it's even better thing to prevent spiritual blindness and to bring people to see Christ.
An Operation Blessing International recently built innovative microenterprise fish farms in Senegal. OBI hatched plans to help a local missionary build two more tilapia ponds, but this time with a twist. The side-by-side ponds will be fished not by nets, but by draining the ponds of their water. That water then goes to water nearby garden projects. The integration helps unify the community. The OBI team's project was aimed at demonstrating God's love by meeting physical and spiritual needs. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures to help your congregation to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at our new website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.